Support for WPR comes from Luther College in Decorah, Iowa, a community where students are invited to learn actively, lead courageously, and live purposefully for a lifetime of impact. More about Luther College at luther.edu.
What are the things that get in the way of you going to the places you dream of? What holds you back? For some of us, it's skin color.
To go to a national park or to go to, you know, a distant area and be the one person of color of the thousands of people that just happen to be there, you're someone that, you know, people recognize immediately as someone who doesn't belong there.
James Mills is an outdoor adventurer and journalist. And a couple of years ago, he was part of the first all-African-American team to tackle one of the world's greatest mountains, Denali.
It's the highest physical point in North America, the top of our continent. In the past century, countless stories of adventure have been written on the face of this mountain and others like it. But something's been missing from these stories. What's been missing is people like us.
Billy Long, 29, San Francisco, California.
Erica, I'm from Queens, New York, and I'm 21 years old.
Tyree Moore, I'm from Washington, D.C., and I'm 19 years old.
We didn't just pick nine climbers. We've actually picked nine people who had a vested interest in sharing the message of diversity and outdoor recreation.
James Mills tells the story of the expedition in a book and a new film called An American Ascent. Raymond Tungekar caught up with him.
So, James, I was frankly surprised that this was the first all-African-American expedition. I guess I'm wondering why it took so long.
Oh, God, that's a really, really hard question. And, you know, and frankly, after a long career in outdoor recreation, starting off in the early 90s as a sales representative working for some very high-profile companies, one of the things that I realized was that very few people of color, apart from myself, spent time in the outdoors. And I assumed through the course of my career that that would change. And as it happened 20 years later, I still found myself being one of the very few people of color at national parks, you know, in mountain climbing situations, you know, even, you know, at in surf locations or beaches or ski hills or a wide variety of other things. But the fact of the matter is that there are segments of our population that actually say that culturally this is not something that we're supposed to do. Okay, as an African-American kid, I'm not supposed to be interested in skiing or climbing or mountaineering because that's what, quote, white people do.
A lot of folks within the black community, you know, sometimes joking with me, sometimes not, when they heard about me coming, said, oh, we don't do that. We don't, you know, we don't climb mountains.
I heard the same
you know,
exact
we don't swim,
thing.
We don't surf, we don't,
same
you know.
Same exact thing.
We're in a national park right now.
Yeah.
It's accessible to everyone, but I don't think that most people in general, and I think even fewer people of color, feel welcome here. It doesn't always feel like a place that is excited to see us coming.
As I was reading this book, I was thinking about my own family, and if I told them that I was going to take a month off to climb a mountain, I mean, they would just laugh in my face and say, it's frivolous, it's... Mm-hmm. It's not going to help advance your career, and also that's something that white people do.
Right.
And so, I guess, what do you say to that?
Yeah, it's hard. I remember this happened years ago. I had just completed a circumnavigation of Lake Titicaca, one of the highest alpine lakes in the world. And I'm at home around Christmas time, and I'm showing a slideshow to, you know, to my family. And there's a cousin there who, you know, frankly, it's one of those distant cousins that I can't say that I knew very well, but he and I were becoming acquainted. And I'm showing the slideshow, and after it's over, he says to me, you know, man, they've got kayaking in the Bahamas too. It basically saying, I would never do that. But I kind of got the impression that he was saying, and you really shouldn't either, because this isn't something that our people do. You know, I mean, the reality is that African-Americans in this country had been struggling through so many other things. Why would we deliberately make ourselves uncomfortable in a natural environment? That just doesn't make any sense. We struggled so hard to get inside. Why would we go outside? And to be honest, there was a point in time in our history where it was dangerous for people of color to move freely around this country. You know, if you were a person of color caught out after dark in a wooded area, there's no telling what could happen to you. And if someone with, you know, with a gun or a group of his friends decided that you didn't belong there, you would disappear.
So tell me what happened on this expedition.
Well, you know, it was a classic alpine expedition of the highest peak in North America. The team flew into a base camp at just over 7,000 feet. And from there, they did a series of cache carries, acclimating along the way and moving up almost 100 pounds of equipment per person. They had to carry everything that they brought either on their backs or in sleds.
It's just a sled, man. I pulled that sled several days before, but
through the course of the expedition, they essentially had to go over crevasse fields. They had to go through some areas of avalanche and rockfall danger.
People probably don't know what zeros is, but when you call zero on the rope team, it means stop. And today I must have called at least 15 emergency zeros. I felt like I literally could not continue to walk, literally.
The heaviest part of the expedition was ultimately getting to advanced base camp at 14,000 feet. And there, they were actually socked in for almost a week, waiting for the weather to clear. Because of the weather, the challenges of making it to the summit ultimately became, you know, not only difficult, but impossible.
I really apologize, but I'm looking out for and responsible for your safety, and it's something that we have to do.
At about 19,000 feet, quite literally 700 feet from the summit, they encountered a freak electrical storm. Lightning and thunder were striking all over the mountain.
All of a sudden, you know, I looked up and then I saw everybody, I mean, from within, you know, 50 feet of that summit turn around, and it was a mass exodus off of the top of that thing.
The first time it struck, I was just startled. And then I heard the screams.
Members of the expedition said that they could actually hear electricity humming in their metal equipment. Erica Nguyen, you know, one of our female climbers, could literally take an ice axe, put it to her ear, and hear it humming. You know, so it was a pretty dangerous set of circumstances at the time, and they were forced to make a high-speed retreat from the summit. But fortunately, everyone made it back safely.
I suppose the fact that they didn't actually reach the summit, I mean, how did the expedition view that?
I think that when you take a look at what mountaineering is, I mean, people don't realize that most people don't make the summits of the things that they attempt to climb. I mean, it's not – this is one of those great examples of where it is the journey, not the destination. You know, the fact of the matter is, because they didn't summit, because that there is still that goal of an all-African-American team making it to the highest peak in North America is still out there, that means that this journey can continue. That means that this team or other teams or other groups of people or people who have yet to even begin their careers in mountaineering can ultimately decide that this is something that they want to do, something that they want to aspire to themselves. And I think that that is the big goal. Aspiring to high places, aspiring to things that are hard, you know, we ultimately find ourselves in an environment where we decide that nothing is impossible. That's the kind of thing that gets us to the moon. That's what's going to get us to Mars.
If you say, no, we didn't summit, but man, I went with these people, I did these things, we went through this incredible thunderstorm. It just, for me, it just seems so much more rich. There's so much more to tell than just the summit.
I think we'll find ways to help them understand how rich this whole experience is. And still isn't over. We got to get down.
Team Denali did make it safely down. Their documentary, An American Ascent, is screening in theaters now. James Mills co-produced the film, and he's the author of The Adventure Gap, Changing the Face of the Outdoors.